Like I say, we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be here this morning. Appreciate the service. If you want to read along with us, you can read. I believe we're going to read some out of 2 Corinthians. I believe it is the 5th chapter. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. Very familiar scripture. Like I say, we appreciate everybody that's here today. Those of them that's looking on, and just pray that you'll pray for us for just a minute, that the Lord's will might be done in this service. It's, as we say, it's very familiar scripture. It's wonderful scripture. And I just ask you to remember us. Starting with the first verse. It says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in presence and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God. Or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter of the fifth chapter of the book of 2 Corinthians. We'll ask again that you just pray for us for just a minute, that we'd be able to get ourselves out of the way and deliver that we feel the Lord's laid in our hearts. These things in this chapter, and I don't know whether we'll get around to some of them or not, but there are some things that sort of just stuck out with us, and we'd like to leave them with you this morning. Lord being our helper, it's good to be here. It really is. I appreciate what our heart's already been made to feel. Now, that of Paul, the Bible says, and you'll go back into 1 Corinthians, you'll find that he had a lot of dealings with the people at Corinth, and he had a lot of situations that he had to deal with in that of 1 Corinthians. And he come on around in the 2 Corinthians, and he began to write just a little bit different because they had grown somewhat, and brethren, and they were growing. And the Bible says here that he got into the situation in this fifth chapter about that. He said, for we know that if our earthly house, this tabernacle, were dissolved, we have a building and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And I want you to think for just a minute about a home, about a house. And you go with us for just a little bit. There's other things, if the Lord just opens up, that we'll probably try to get around to out of this chapter. But first of all, I'd like to talk about the house. The Bible says, and this place, my friend, that he said, if our earthly house, our earthly tabernacle be dissolved, my friend, we have a house, brethren, built, eternal, not made with hands, my friend, eternal in the heavens. My friend, he said, for in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. My friend, he also made mention here, my friend, that to be absent from the body was to be present with the Lord. My friend, so I want to think about just a little bit. My friend, about what house are you dwelling in? My friend, what house are you dwelling in? You might say, preacher, it's pretty plain, my friend, that we're still in the flesh. My friend, brethren, but yet we live not after the flesh. My friend, if you then be risen with Christ, he said, seek those things, brethren, which are above. My friend, did he not? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's nothing, my friend, for me or you, either one, to believe. My now, friend, that we don't have a house or a building. Help now, friend, brethren, eternal in the heavens. Help now, friend, brethren, the Bible says in St. John the 14th chapter. Help now, friend, he said, help now, you believe in God, believe also in me. Help now, friend, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I'd have told you. Help now, friend, he said, I go and prepare a place for you. Help now, friend, that where I am, you may be there also. Help now, friend, and then he begins to tell them, help now, friend, some things that he has already done. Help now, friend, and already made. You might think, well, preacher, I'm going to have a mansion. Help now, friend, in heaven. Well, I got news for you. Help now, friend, brethren, a mansion ain't nothing but a dwelling place. Help now, friend, that's all it is. It's a place to dwell. Help now, friend, and I believe by God's word. Brethren, I can prove to you. Help now, friend, that God dwells in his house. Help now, friend, you say, preacher, he dwells in heaven. Help now, friend, well, not altogether. Help now, friend, he does. Help now, friend, but yet he dwells in his house. Help now, friend, you think about it for just a minute. Help now, friend, the scripture teaches us here. Help now, friend, that we groan, even our creature groans. Help now, friend, to be clothed upon. He said here not to be unclothed. Help now, friend, but to be clothed upon. Help now, friend, brethren, there's a creature. Help now, friend, brethren, that longs to be set free. They most certainly are. Help now, friend, I'll try to keep you together. Help now, friend, I'll try not to get it so messed up you can't figure out what's going on. Help now, friend, but brethren, I want you to realize. Help now, friend, this morning there is a creature. Help now, friend, brethren, on the inside of you. Help now, friend, and not only that, there's a house. Help now, friend, not made with hands. Help now, friend, inside of you. You might say, preacher, not so. Help now, friend, well, I'll read you some more scripture. Help now, friend, God being my helper. Help now, friend, brethren, I don't know about you, but thank God every now and again. Help now, friend, I just like to think about home. Help now, friend, don't you? I ain't talking about home. Help now, friend, where I live. Help now, friend, I ain't talking about home where I growed up. Help now, friend, but every now and again, I just like to think about home. Help now, friend, yes, sir, home. Help now, friend, home, thank God, home. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you talk like that it's a better place. Help now, friend, brethren, it has to be. Help now, friend, it has to be. Help now, friend, you know why it's a better place. Help now, friend, it's a better place because, help now, friend, the flesh ain't going to be there. Help now, friend, no, sir. Help now, friend, the flesh ain't going home. Help now, friend, not to the... Help now, friend, heaven. Help now, friend, he said, flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Help now, friend, it's not flesh and blood that inherits. Help my friend, no, sir, it's the spiritual man. Help my friend, it's the inward creature. Help my friend, can I help it? Help my friend, can I help it? Help brethren, you think about it. Help my friend, you say, preacher, you can't wait till you get home. Help my friend, brethren, I know that for just a little space of time while down here. Help my my friend, brethren, we get into a place, my friend, that we're absent from this body. My friend, yes, sir. Brethren, and to be absent from the body, he said, was present with the Lord. My friend, present with the Lord. You say, preacher, I don't know about all that. My friend, brethren, I'll tell you something this morning. My friend, the Spirit of God don't abide upon you. My friend, no, it don't. My friend, the Spirit of God dwells within you. My friend, it most certainly does. You know where it dwells? It dwells in the house. Yes, it does. My friend, it dwells in the house. You bear with me. My friend, there's things, my friend, that people, my friend, need to figure out that the Word of God, my friend, actually teaches. Brethren, and it surely does. My friend, it surely does. My friend, I read some of it to you this morning. My friend, he said that of Paul, he said he was a new creature. He says there, if any man be in Christ. My friend, if any man be in Christ. My friend, he is a new creature. My friend, is that not what he said? My friend, he is a new creature. My friend, brethren, I know. Brethren, and I realize. Brethren, and we had it even in some of our Sunday school today. My friend, brethren, about the flesh. My friend, and the law. My friend, and brethren, they did not know what it was. My friend, to have a new creature. My friend, no, sir. My friend, no, sir. Brethren, I know that the Spirit of God came upon them. My friend, but brethren, it never did indwell them. My friend, brethren, the indwelling of the Spirit. My friend, hadn't yet come. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. My friend, the Bible says, listen there, if any man be in Christ. My friend, does that tell you anything? My friend, if any man be in Christ, my friend, he is a new creature. My friend, now he said, old things have passed away. My friend, old things have passed away. And behold, all things have become new. My friend, now think about that. My friend, which house is he talking about? Now you say, well, preacher, I still got my old house. My friend, I'll agree with that. My friend, but thank God there's a new creature moved in. Yes, sir. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, something's changed. My friend, about that old man. I most certainly have. My friend, I'll tell you something, and I'll do just as plain as I know how to be. My friend, brethren, I want you to realize that the old flesh is still tempted by the things of the world. My friend, it most certainly is. He's still, my friend, subject to those things. My friend, he most certainly is. I don't care what age you get. My friend, you say, preacher, you'll grow out of it. You'll not do it. My friend, brethren, that flesh, my friend, has fleshly desires. Yes, it does. My friend, one writer said, did not the Lord tell Nicodemus himself? My friend, he said, that is born of flesh is flesh, but that is born of the Spirit is spirit. My friend, marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. My friend, brethren, marvel not. Brethren, I want you to know this this morning, my friend, that when you got saved, my friend, you still had the flesh to contend with. My friend, you most certainly did. My friend, why, preacher, some things don't bother me no more. My friend, well, I wouldn't say that too out loud. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. My friend, brethren, there are some things that really don't bother me. My friend, like they used to, but I don't go bragging on them. My friend, they liable to come back around. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, and it's not me. It's not me. The old flesh that overcomes them. My friend, no, it's not. My friend, you have to subject yourself. My friend, unto the inward man. Yes, you do. Into that that creature. My friend, yes, sir, the creature, my friend. It's the one you have to subject yourself to. My friend, now that creature, sometimes, my friend, I'm just going to say, my friend, sometimes he gets out of bounds. My friend, sometimes he gets loose. My friend, yes, he does. My friend, and for a little bit, my friend, he can fly. My friend, without the flesh. My friend, but brethren, as long as you're in this world, you're going to come back home. You're going to come back down. Yes, sir. My friend, you say, preacher, the spirit don't work like that. My friend, I beg to differ with you. My friend, I most certainly do. My friend, what house you living in? My friend, you know I find most folks, my friend, a lot of folks, I won't say most, my friend, but a lot of folks that I've run into, my friend, they hang around that fleshly man and that fleshly house too much. My friend, yes, sir, now, you say, preacher, you ought not judge them. My friend, I ain't getting into that, but I'll tell you, there's a big difference. My friend, and hanging around the world. My friend, and hanging around the Lord. Yes, they are. My friend, brethren, he had told that of Moses told the children of Israel down there. My friend, they had wandered in that wilderness. My friend, and evidently they had just went round and around the mountain. My friend, just round and round. And he told them one day, he said, you've come past this mountain too much. I said, turn you northward. Glory. Glory to God. My friend, brethren, if we could get our fleshly lust tamed, my friend, you'd be better off. My friend, that inward man would be better off. You say, preacher, he's still in there. Yeah. But brethren, I think he's just about like Lazarus sometimes. My friend, he wants to be loosed and let go. Hey, yes, sir. We got in captive. Hey, yes, sir. We got in cowed down. My friend, yes, we do. Yes, we do. There's two of us. I can't help it. My friend, the scripture, if you really get in the scripture, he said there's three of you. Yes, sir. My friend, you say, preacher, not so. I'm afraid there is. My friend, but you listen to it. My friend, brethren, Paul here. My friend, he told them exactly what he is yearning for. My friend, and then he talked about the new creature. My friend, then he talked about how the new creature, my friend, and his desire, my friend, to live. Yes, sir. My friend, the Bible teaches us, my friend, when Esau and Jacob was born. My friend, brethren, the proverb went out, my friend, that the elder shall serve the younger. My friend, that was just the opposite of what the world was. My friend, it most certainly was. The Bible says, my friend, that Jacob stuck out his foot. My
my friend, and he brought it back. Yes, he did. And then out come Esau. My friend, Esau being the outward or the first man. My friend, and that of Jacob, my friend, following being the younger. My friend, so you had an elder and a younger. My friend, I don't know this morning, my friend, how much you subject yourself to the younger. My friend, but brethren, it would be in your best interest. And the truth of it is everybody else's best interest. My friend, if you'd serve the younger man. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you may not have it, but there's two Adams. My friend, the Bible said the first Adam was of the earth earthy. My friend, the second Adam was the Lord from heaven. My friend, go and read it. My friend, brethren, that's what it teaches. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you know why things changed when Jesus brought salvation? My friend, because it put things back in harmony. My friend, God never did have my friend, brethren, the relationship with Adam. My friend, that he wanted to have with mankind. Brethren, after Adam sinned. My friend, after the similitude of Adam. My friend, we've all become sinners. My friend, yes, sir, but he being Adam, my friend, wasn't the only one that done anything. My friend, we all became sinners. Now, we most certainly did by one man's disobedience. My friend, but also by the obedience of one man. My friend, many became righteous. My friend, our righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of God, and I believe that. My friend, but it ain't our righteousness, my friend, that he's looking at. My friend, hear me. He's looking for that righteousness that comes from him. My friend, that's what he's looking for. Yes, sir. My friend, I don't know your heart this morning. My friend, I don't know what you stand in need of. My friend, but I guarantee you that you're living in some kind of house. My friend, and I'm not talking about an earthly dwelling. My friend, you're living in some kind of a house. My friend, yes, you are. My friend, brethren, and that house is carried out according to whom you yield yourselves servant unto. My friend, yes, sir. Whom you yield. My friend, yourselves servant unto. My friend, brethren, there's a lot of folks that just can't stay out of the world. My friends, you know that. They most certainly are. There's folks, my friend, that can't keep themselves. My friend, out of the things of the world. My friend, number one reason they can't keep them out. My friend, is they ain't yielded unto the Lord. My friend, God will help you. Number one, the truth of it is you can't yield not to the worldly things unless you yield unto him. Yes, sir, you can't serve God and mammon. My friend, the Bible teaches you so. My friend, it most certainly does. My friend, well, if our earthly house be dissolved, we know we have a home in heaven. My friend, but I want you to know there's some heavenly attributes of home here in this world. They most certainly are. My friend, yes, sir. There's some things. There's something about that creature. My friend, that creature, my friend, that he's got a hold. My friend, of the new world. My friend, yes, sir, of that world to come. My friend, you say, I don't know about that preacher. Yes, sir. My friend, don't you sing the song out of the book of the song book, church hymn. My friend, it says, I'm living in a new world since the Lord saved me. My thy friend, brethren, if you ain't living in a new world, there's something wrong. Ha, thy friend, there's something wrong. That song says, I'm living in a new world. Ha, thy friend, you say, preacher, I ain't got to that new world yet. Ha, thy friend, I agree with that. Ha, thy friend, in a lot of sense. Ha, thy friend, but I can say this, that creature, my friend, sure has. Ha, thy friend, that creature knows what the new world is. Ha, oh, yes, he does. Oh, yes, he does. Ha, thy friend, he knows what it is to have victory. Ha, thy friend, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Ha, oh, yes, he does. Ha, he knows, thank God, what it is. Ha, thy friend, to get victory through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ha, thy friend, listen, he says, I'm a new creature. Old things passed away. Ha, behold, all things are become new. Ha, thy friend, all things are become new. Ha, my friend, have they become new to you? Ha, brethren, are you living in a new world? Ha, my friend, I can put it like this, are you living in a new house? Ha, my friend, think about it for just a minute. Ha, my friend, why, preacher, I don't know about that. Ha, he said, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. He said, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. My friend, yes, sir. Reconciled. We've been reconciled unto God. My friend, through Jesus Christ. My friend, now, brethren, to be saved, my friend, and just because salvation has come, my friend, don't mean that you get it automatic. My friend, but brethren, it does mean that you'll get dealt with. Yes, sir. My friend, and brethren, when God deals with you, the Bible says you can go to the Father. Yes, you can. You can go to the Father. My friend, brother, the Father's waiting on you. Did you not know that? My friend, I don't know altogether. My friend, I've had people, I've even had some preachers to say, why, preacher? My friend, back when they first come out, and they started transplanting hearts. My friend, brother, and some of them would say, I don't know about that. My friend, that heart ain't washed in the blood. My friend, and I just thought to myself, well, that ain't the heart. My friend, he washed it no way. Glory. Glory to God. My friend, brethren, there's a heart on the inside of you that needs to be cleansed. My friend, they most certainly are. My friend, and the Bible says he'll take out the stony heart. My friend, and put a heart of flesh in. My friend, yes, sir, one that he can work with. How'd you know that? My friend, it's hard for him to work with a stony heart. It most certainly is. My friend, brethren, that the prophets looked and desired in our day to see. My friend, brethren, they couldn't see what God had done. My friend, they could prophesy what was coming. My friend, but they couldn't see what God had done. My friend, or what he was doing. My friend, Abraham saw the city whose builder and maker was God. My friend, the Bible says he sought that city and he saw that city. Yes, sir. My friend, he saw it through faith. My friend, in that of his own son. My friend, now listen to me. My friend, brethren, it takes faith to believe in God. You know that. my friend, it takes faith. You say, preacher, I've been told, my friend, not to believe in anything you couldn't see. My friend, well, brethren, you might be blind right now, but God will, he'll open your eyes. My friend, and you'll come seeing. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. And I ain't talking about no figurative matter. My friend, that you'll see, and you might see one of them. I don't know. My friend, but brethren, I doubt it. My friend, for the most part, but you'll be able to see him. My friend, how can we do that, preacher? We can do it because of the new creature. My friend, old things have passed away, and all things are made new. My friend, all things. My friend, now think about that. And I've said this many a time. My friend, God ain't in the business, brethren, of halfway doing anything. Do you know that? He's not in the business. My friend, God knows how to squeeze your heart. Do you know that? My friend, God knows how, my friend, to get your attention. My friend, he may get your attention in a little bit different way, and brethren, than he does somebody else's. My friend, but nonetheless, he knows how to get your attention. He most certainly does. My friend, I don't know. I've been told, my friend, brethren, that a lot of different things, my friend, a lot of different things and circumstances that comes our way. My friend, people use that, my friend, as a stepping stone in their life. My friend, and that's well and good, and that's okay. My friend, but can I tell you where the stepping stone in my life was? My friend, it was the Wednesday night that Jesus came in. My friend, I mean the Wednesday night that Jesus came in. My friend, brethren, it made a difference in my life. My friend, yes, sir, and I didn't know anything. My friend, anything about anything. My friend, did I know? No, I didn't. My friend, but I could tell you one thing. My friend, whereas I was lost, I was now saved. Yes, sir, I know that. I know, ain't that what they sung the song? I know, thank God, I know. Yes, I do. I know I've been redeemed, don't you? You say, preacher, I ain't out of this world yet. I can't be redeemed. Oh, yes, you can. My friend, you can be redeemed. That new creature can come alive. My friend, can I ask you a question? My friend, brethren, that Paul says in this scripture, I use it quite a bit. My friend, but I'm going to tell you something, my friend. I don't think that Paul was waiting, my friend, till he died and left this world, brethren, for this new creature to live. Did you know that? My friend, I don't think he was waiting till he died. My friend, a lot of folks are. My friend, a lot of folks just waiting till they leave this world. My friend, before they'll ever know anything. My friend, about what's over yonder. My friend, I ain't going to stand here and tell you I know what's over there and everything goes on. My friend, but I can tell you this. My friend, brethren, I sure have had a glimpse of it. Yes, sir. My friend, you may think I'm crazy. My friend, well, there's some of them, my friend, that supposedly died and come back. My friend, and they got some wild stories. Some of them got some good stories. Some of them got some, I don't know where they got them from. My friend, don't know where they went either. Just to be honest with you, I just say, preacher, you going to make some people mad. I can't help it. My friend, brethren, I believe with all my heart that old Paul, my friend, brethren, I think he meant business when he said old things had passed away. My friend, and behold, all things have become new. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. Glory, thank God. My friend, ain't that wonderful? Friend, ain't it just wonderful? Friend, I don't know about you. Friend, but brethren, that didn't. That happened the night I got saved. Friend, but I just really didn't realize everything that come with this new creature. No, sir. No, sir. Friend, these folks today, my friend, you can't get them. You can't preach to them spiritually. My friend, I'm just going to be plain with you. My friend, you can't preach to them spiritually. My friend, they're so carnal minded. My friend, and so natural minded. My friend, that everything, my friend, is naturally, literally. You say, preacher, it's a literal book. My friend, yeah, but it's full of the Spirit. Yes, it is. My friend, yes. Yes, but it ain't written like a, my friend, a normal book. My friend, I believe I can prove that to you. My friend, I believe I can prove to you that this word, my friend, is Jesus Christ. My friend, I believe I can take this book and prove that to you. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He says, I am the Word, the truth, and the life. My friend, the Bible says in the book of St. John, the first chapter, the first verse, my friend, in the beginning was God. Was the Word. My friend, was that not right? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. My friend, yes, sir. And the same was in the beginning with God. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And there wasn't anything made that wasn't made by Him. My friend, now who is Him? The Word. My friend, well, now who is Him? My friend, Jesus Christ. My friend, the 14th verse will tell you. My friend, that the Word was made flesh. And it dwelled among us. My friend, and of them of that day, He said, and we beheld the glory. My friend, of God as the only, the glory of the Son of God, as the only begotten. Yes, sir, Son of God. My friend, that ain't quoted just right, but it's in there. My friend, first chapter of St. John. My friend, brethren, now listen to me. My friend, brethren, did you know what that inward creature thrives off of? My friend, do you know what his delicacy is? My friend, it's the Word and the Spirit of God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I guarantee you, you get in this Word and begin to read. My friend, it might seem like no more different than a newspaper. My friend, but brethren, you get in it and desire how that God show you what's going on. My friend, it'll become alive. My friend, and that inward man will start eating. Do you know that? My friend, and he'll start growing. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. My friend, I get into it sometimes. My friend, and the next thing I've noted, I've read several chapters. Didn't even feel like I read one. My friend, and sometimes I get in it and I read one, it felt like I've been in it for an hour and a half. My friend, and didn't get nothing out of what I read. Yes, sir, you say, preacher. I wouldn't tell nobody that. Why wouldn't you? My friend, brethren, it ain't just a drop of a hat. My friend, I'll tell you what it is. My friend, I've been on my job before. My friend, in a place that I couldn't let go of. Now, friend, and I'd tell the Lord, I said, Lord, soon as I get home, now, friend, I'll read that. Now, friend, and I can say this for the most part, now maybe not every time. Now, friend, but most of the time when I hit that door, I open that book. Now, friend, and I get to read. Now, you know what happens? Now, friend, that word becomes alive. Now, yes, sir, and the truth of it is, it wouldn't matter where I eat or not. Now, friend, when I get finished. Now, friend, you hear me? Now, friend, why, preacher, I don't believe it. Now, friend, you don't believe it because you ain't never been there. Glory to God. Glory to God. You hear me? Now, friend, you're too natural. Now, friend, you're not spiritual. You say, preacher, you know who you preaching to? Now, friend, well, I see a lot of faces. Now, friend, but brethren, directly, no. Now, friend, but I'll tell you one thing, you know. Glory! Glory to God! Now, friend, yes, sir, I've been to church when I was out of God's will. Now, friend, you didn't. I didn't have to ask the preacher man who he was preaching to. No, sirree. No, sirree. The truth of it is, it didn't matter what he was preaching, it's still to me. Now, friend, it didn't sound good at all. Now, friend, it didn't taste too awful good. No, sir. Until I done something about it. Now, friend, yes, sir. Until I done something about it. Yes, sir. Glory. Hallelujah. Now, friend, you say, preacher, you got a long way from a house. Now, friend, I'm still living in the house, ain't you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, friend, I ain't never moved out of it. No, sir, this morning. Now, friend, I know. I know we're living in a... Now, friend, another time. We're living in a different day. Now, friend, brethren, we're living in a time and a place so much that I ain't never wanted so much to grab up somebody by the neck and just choke them. You say, preacher, I wouldn't tell nobody that either. Now, friend, well, if I thought it'd do any good, I'd do it. Yes, I would. Now, friend, I know there's times my friend, my dad, whooped me, and he didn't whoop me too many times. Now, friend, no, he didn't. Now, friend, but he didn't have to. Now, friend, I learned pretty quick, my friend. He knowed what a belt would do. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, friend, but listen. Listen this morning. Now, friend, brethren, that spiritual man has to eat just like that natural man. Yes, sir. He has to eat, my friend. You have to feed him. Now, friend, you have to sing psalms to him. Yes, sir. I have to sing a hymn to him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You have to, my friend, cultivate him. Yes, you do. My friend, you have to prepare him. My friend, you know why a lot of folks don't get a whole lot out of the service? My friend, till it's about over. My friend, they made no preparation to come. They didn't prepare themselves to come to meeting. My friend, why, preacher, we going to church? My friend, well, you can leave here saying you went to church. My friend, but can you leave here saying you've been to meeting? Glory to God. My friend, there's a difference. There's a difference this morning. Brethren, there's something on the inside of me that loves the Lord. You know that? My friend, and there's times when he loves the Lord so much that this old outward man loves him too. Yes, sir. My friend, is it not right? My friend, is it not right? Brethren, a lot of times Kathy will bake a cake or a pie or something. My friend, and she'll take and she'll put a pan under that pan. My friend, down on the bottom of the oven. My
my friend, that's just in case if something runs over. Yes, sir. Now, I'll just be honest with you. You normally don't want to eat them droppings. My friend, they're normally burnt to a crisp. She's sitting right over there. You can talk to her. My friend, but you know what she'll do when she bakes the cake? She leaves. She leaves a little of that cake in that bowl. Yes, she does. She don't put it all in there. My friend, you know why? My friend, and she'll set it aside. My friend, and I don't even ask her. I know what it's for. My friend, that's what we call a sop jar, a sop bucket. Yes, sir, I'll sop it. My friend, I'll lick every bit of it out of her. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, it runs the cake. Cake ain't ready. My friend, that cake be about 2 or 3 hours before it's ready. You hear me? Glory. My friend, you don't want a little, my friend, foretaste of just what it's going to be, my friend. Glory. Hallelujah. What it's going to be. Brethren, I ain't going to be no stranger there. Are you? Huh? I ain't going to be no stranger there. You say, preacher, you talk like you're going. Lord willing, by God's help, I'm going. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you something. Bible tells me so. The Bible tells me so. I'm an heir of God. Joined heir with Christ. Why can't I go be with them? Why? You go over there and read. I've preached it to you before, and you liable to get preached it again. Brethren, he asked the question. He said, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you'll build me? And where is the place of my rest? Hear me. Hear me. Think about that. It's in the book of Isaiah. I know it's on the right hand side of the page. Not so it's in the first column on the right, left side. And the second verse says something to the effect, but to this man will I look. Him that be a broken heart, and him that is of a contrite spirit, and that trembleth at my word. Do you know what that was? You know what that second verse was? It was the answer to the first verse. Preacher, I won't have it. It's in there. You get with me, I'll show you. I'll show you. You get with me. Why, preacher, I won't have that. Thank God. I believe with all my heart. The Bible says and talks to us and tells us we've been made to sit together in heavenly places. Have we not? Here in this world. I ain't preaching to you everything's here. I ain't preaching to you there ain't no heaven. But I'll tell you one thing, my friend. Just like stopping that old bowl. Huh? Just a foretaste. Yes, sir. And I'm going to tell you this much. Sometimes it tastes as good, if not better. Yes, sir. Than the real thing. How many of you's read the words? I'll ask them to come and get a verse of a song. I've gone by as far as I can go this morning. I don't know the reasoning altogether behind everything that I've left with you this morning. I want you to listen. I'm going to read you some scripture. said, in all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. Now, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. You think about that. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. The only way to be reconciled is through Jesus Christ. And you're reconciled unto God. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, what the Lord hath prepared for them that wait for him. Isaiah, Old Testament. Eye hadn't seen, ear hadn't heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, that is prepared for them that wait for him. They were in a waiting stage. They most certainly was. Corinthians, eye hadn't seen, ear hadn't heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, that the Lord hath prepared for them that love him. You see the difference? Do you see the difference? You say, preacher, I don't know. Well, I can tell you this much. I didn't know what salvation was till I got saved.
Yeah.
And when I got saved, my friend, I didn't know a whole lot outside of the fact that I was saved. I didn't understand a whole lot that come with salvation. I didn't, just to be honest with you, I know without a doubt that the Lord had saved me. Mm-hmm. I know he had come into my life, and that was it. I couldn't tell you anything else. But the Lord had patience with me, and I believe he's had to have patience with other folks as well. And yes, I can tell you without a doubt, my friend, it has a lot to do with how much you desire to know and to learn and to live by. Preacher, I won't have that. Well, I can't help it. That's how it works. That's how it works. It's an old saying that says you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, you can if the old dog's willing to learn. Do you know that? What house you living in? What house you biding in? There's more in that I read you this morning that I could preach to you for a while. But I've left with you what I could. Let us stand, sing a verse, some song.